Every week, MLive's Angela Whitrock and I look over economy and business stories that have made the news. Welcome back.
Thank you, Mark.
Any delayed onset muscle soreness from the half marathon on Sunday?
Yesterday was the worst. Today is not so bad. I'm back in heels and ready to rock another run.
I know you were really proud of your performance. Some nice Facebook posts, which kept your followers up to speed. What will you remember from this event?
You know, I was so surprised at the amount of people that spent their morning and really their whole day Sunday out on the course cheering us on, and, you know, people handing us M&Ms or people in the neighborhood setting up their own water stands. Or, you know, what will really stick with me is at the very end of the race, I was just about ready to be done, and I sort of just wanted to take a nap on the sidewalk and not finish. And this guy came running up as I was walking and sort of stretching. And he was wearing an Emergent BioSolutions race shirt. And he just gave me this little wave and said, "Come on." And I was like, "Ah, fine, I'll finish this." And I ended up setting a personal record for myself in the half marathon, better than 20 minutes, better than my last time. And,
wow.
You know, that guy, I don't know who he is, but dude in the red Emergent BioSolutions shirt, high five. Thank you so much.
And when's your next outing? I know you got a summer of a few more half marathons.
It's the summer of running. Yeah, I'm going to do the Cullman 5K this week, the Grand Rapids Riverbank Run, which is 15 miles, the week after, the Bayshore half, the Ann Arbor half, maybe the Glen Arbor half, Grand Rapids half.
Where did all of this enthusiasm come from? Or have you been running for years and years, or is this a rededication?
I started running around the time I turned 30, and I have sort of become obsessed with it the last year and a half or 2 years, because it's the only time when I get to not talk to people. And so I get to be left alone for a few hours. And so it's sort of my zen.
Everybody associated with Current State wants you to run on their behalf too, by the way.
Deal.
So we don't have to. You could just put in another 50 yards or so. We'll just call it good, okay? And you brought your medal in here this morning. We got the Chevy Traverse on the medal,
right,
for the Lansing Marathon.
Maybe in a couple of years they can put the Camaro on there. That would be pretty sweet.
You know, what crossed my mind also was just to what extent the Boston incident was on people's minds. And I'm thinking the finish line of the marathon,
right,
must have been poignant in terms of just a connection to what had just happened in Boston.
Right. You know, there was a... they were checking our bags as we came in, and, you know, obviously there are some sort of civil liberties questions there, but primarily it was about safety and security. And really, you know, running is a hard thing to do. It's time away from your family. It's time away from things that are a lot more fun than, you know, shin splints and muscle pulls. And crossing the finish line, it was just, you know, people that we all knew were standing there waiting to give us our medals. And it was just this overwhelmingly positive experience to think, you know, again, it's a Sunday morning, it's cold outside, and these people are here just waiting for us to do this really sort of insane thing, and they're happy for you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no better feeling, really.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to everybody around. Congratulations to you, Angela. On to business here. The State Journal's Lindsay Van Hulley reported over the weekend, and the Journal followed up with an editorial today commenting about this as well. This is about Lansing Township and its unanticipated challenges trying to drive new development in the area of the Eastwood Town Center. What's this about?
Well, Lansing Township did something sort of unusual and sort of unprecedented a few years ago. They decided that when expanding Eastwood Town Center, they would, instead of using a sort of middleman developer, they would do it themselves. So they issued bonds and they started planning a redevelopment, which would include that performing arts center, the hotel, et cetera. There have been some delays. It's sort of murky as to what's holding that up. But in the process of doing so, you know, each municipality has a limit to the amount of debt it can carry, you know, debt being in the form of bonds. Most municipalities use that debt for things like parking ramps, or sometimes they issue bonds on behalf of a developer, as East Lansing did for part of the City Center 2 project. What Eastwood did is they used their bonds to develop their own property, or to develop some property they were leasing. So that sort of has handcuffed them a bit when it comes to what they can do for developers, and that's sort of what the LSJ has been really hammering them on lately is that there's a developer that would like this would like the township to help them finance a development, but the township, in financing its own development, can't take on any more debt.
Right. So, and according to state statute, as you pointed out, a charter township, it cannot borrow once its debt exceeds 10% of the township's taxable value. So they've got, they have just a couple of options. They either increase their property tax revenue in the township, or they figure out some other way to reduce their debt.
Right.
Am I right about that?
And short term, I mean, neither of those things are really possible. So they're sort of in a holding pattern. You know, what I find really interesting about this is that, you know, the township takes a lot of flack for what they did in issuing bonds to finance their own
development.
Well,
it stirred up controversy at the time. I don't think it was lost on anybody that for a township to put its taxpayers on the hook for a commercial development was pretty unusual.
And, you know, to be fair, cities and townships around the state and certainly locally put their taxpayers on the hook constantly for other developments too. It's just there's a sort of a veil between them that doesn't exist here. You know, taxpayer dollars often subsidize developments in Lansing and East Lansing. Everywhere you look, development is subsidized by taxpayers. It's just usually through different devices like a tax capture or a brownfield or something that it happens instead of the actual taxpayers bonding. The difference here is that the township stands to make a lot more return on investment than a normal city would because of it. So yeah, it's a higher risk, but the potential reward is substantial, especially for a tiny place like Lansing Township.
Mm-hmm. We'll keep an eye on it. Elsewhere on the development front, you've mentioned the Hopcat Brew Pub a few times recently here on Current State, and I hear they broke ground yesterday. Remind us where and remind us what the Hopcat is all about.
Hopcat is taking up the first floor of the Residences, which is an eight-story building at the corner of, I think it's Albert and Grove in downtown East Lansing. It's right next to St. Anne's Lofts, right by LS Techo, that sort of area of downtown there. Hopcat comes out of Grand Rapids. It's a tremendously successful brew pub. They focus on craft beer and delicious food, and they win award after award after award.
Wow.
So here, when they open, which is set to be very beginning of August, mark your calendars, they will have more than 100 craft beers on tap, and then some in bottles. It's going to be a real tremendous establishment and hopefully something that will draw more people downtown.
Great. MLive's Angela Whitrock, thanks for joining us today, as
thanks,
always.
Mark.